all over Northern California, I would say, but right now maybe Sonoma County. Maybe that's what we're
Santa Rosa.
Santa Rosa Noma. So tell me about you guys. Where'd you guys start? When did you start playing together?
You want to start the sob story, Ted, or should I?
Well, Paul and I started playing together when we were maybe 15 on Folgers cans. And,
yeah, plastic. That was probably the best like drum sound we ever had.
Plastic Jesus dolls and things like that.
Yeah, totally.
A lot of horrible Sonic Youth ripoffs and things like that. But then we evolved
horrible
into
is such a harsh term. Man.
We evolved, you know,
yeah,
into a couple bands or.
Yeah, Ted and I never played in a band together in high school through some, I don't know, circumstances didn't align. But they did within the past, like, what was that, like, probably 5 years ago since we started. Mm-hmm. We had a band called The Big O after our dearly departed Roy Orbison. And after that kind of, after the wheels kind of came off a little bit, we met up with our friend Hugh through Craigslist and started playing as the Imperfections, and the legend just continues. It's just an
we were about
unstoppable roller coaster.
Kind of about to call it quits on the band per se, and just put a Craigslist ad up and found Hugh here, who found out there's several connections, you know, the modern world, the internet and such, and then somebody
internet bringing people together,
and then somebody
certainly
asked us to play a Pogues cover show on what's that, St. Patrick's Day?
Yeah, that one.
That holiday that's coming up. We're mm-hmm. And we learned a bunch of Pogues songs for that, and that was a good time.
Yeah.
And then we just started writing new songs after that.
Yeah. Our buddy George Tarleson, who I believe is still playing with a local band called Grandma's Boyfriend, an excellent, absurd power pop group, he was playing bass with us, and he helped us. He pretty much like spearheaded all our recordings and stuff.
Yeah, he recorded everything, and he does a lot of good home recordings.
Yeah.
His name is Stingy Winfrey.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Stingy Winfrey.
Yeah,
excellent tape through Dirty Rabbit Records here in San Francisco. George is no longer playing with us, but the three of us move forward. Like I said, unstoppable momentum.
I like it.
Yeah, totally. We're
like a slow freight train.
Yeah. Not stalled, but
dangerous, strong, and ever pumping forward with graffiti all over you.
A couple loose screws, but, you know, we're tightening them up.
Just get the word pumping in there somewhere.
Yeah.
And we're good. Thank you for having us.
Yeah, no problem.
Awesome.
Yes, I know you guys played at the Secret Alley a few years ago. And 2 years ago, I think.
Halloween
show with where Ted did the sound for the flying saucer.
Oh, yeah.
That was crashed into the downstairs.
I had a good time making all the noise.
Yeah, that was awesome. It was really awesome.
A fading speaker that was just glitching like crazy. It was driving me nuts, which actually made me more sane. So that was good.
Interesting how that works.
All right, so you want to give the people at their houses or on the internet a sample
for everyone out on the block right now. So this first song was written by Ted. So long time. What do you think about this one?
Oh, this song was kind of stems from my fascination with field recordings and Alan Lomax going out and feeling this need to record everything in the world. And taking that interest and putting it into like some kind of rock pop song, and kind of making references to that archival kind of thing.
Oh man!
Finding music out there and then kind of taking it and rearranging it and making it your own, which is kind of what everybody, all artists and musicians do. So
Lomax is amazing. It's the Caribbean stuff. I mean, the blues stuff is awesome, but the Caribbean stuff always gets me. That stuff is so rad.
Yeah, he's always got really interesting things to say. When I was at college at Sonoma State, they had like all these kinds of CDs at the library of just him talking about, you know, like the girls in Andalusia sing like this, and they're more fertile than the other girls. It's just all kinds of anthropological music connections. And anyway, you might not hear that in this song, but
it's that's the heart's there.
Kind of where it came from.
That was an excellent story.
Okay.
I like it.
So this song is called Long Time So Bad by The Imperfections, which is us.
The first tune, and that was called Alan Lowe.
Long Time So Bad,
which is inspired by Alan Lomax recordings, and that was written by Ted here. performed by the Imperfections.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Hugh Levenger on the drums.
That's right.
Good performance there.
That was really good. Shredding it up.
He was one of like the first drummers I played with that I can just kind of give really indecipherable like ideas to, and he just like knows exactly what I'm talking about, and it just comes out like I hear it in my head. It's kind of amazing.
I think that drumming is probably one of the more instinctual music avenues, I think, because it's all, I don't know, it's we haven't studied meter and all that stuff.
No.
And I don't know, it's hard to explain things.
It's rhythmic.
But Hugh gets it. He plays with precision.
I'm a caveman, basically.
Yeah.
Right. We're all cavemen.
You're in time.
I mean, no, you're the first like modern caveman. You're smart, and
I thought that was
you're a made man.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but I thought that was pretty incredible, and other stuff.
Yeah, lots of it. Should we move on to the next tune, or what do you think?
Sure.
Okay.
What's the next song called?
This next song is called Lady Sutro, and this is one of mine. I wrote this song as a tribute to kind of like a fictional character I created based on just this obsession I've had with the Sutro Baths out by Ocean Beach since, I don't know, since high school. It has always just, I don't know, it's an odd spot because it's this like site where there used to be, it was a joyous place. The old, who didn't love going to the bathhouse back in the late 19th century? Am I right, guys?
It was awesome.
Yeah, it was awesome. It was a large, like, ocean water swimming facility that was annihilated by the earthquake, and then there were, like, fires there. And it's just this weird, like, relic that's still there.
Didn't they also build who was the Sutro? Is that the name of, like, George or the guy that...
Yeah, I think George Sutro was maybe the guy who built it, or I don't know.
He was a millionaire, and he actually had the train go built all the way out to there. It was pretty amazing. I guess they actually ran the tracks to the bathhouse so people would go, because at that time, you know, there was old houses out there, but there was
sand everywhere.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, I believe that.
But there's something about a ghost.
Yeah, so I don't know. I decided that I was drawn to this place because of a spirit. And so I kind of like, I don't know. I tick around with like fiction writing and stuff, and I decided to put an avenging spirit there. And she takes revenge on people and kind of watches out for the unfortunate souls who are there under wrong circumstances, or it's dangerous. I don't know. It's kind of one of those like murder revenge type songs.
It's kind of hard to explain.
Like a 50s thing. No. I'm explaining it perfectly in 42 paragraphs. So there we go. But yeah, this is songs from whatever. I'll just play it. That's working out though.
He's okay. Just gonna bust.
I'm glad I'm nice and concise here. I should have written out little pathetic like summaries.
No.
Don't just stand there into this tune.
All right, so this song's called Lady Sutro.
Yeah.
song is spooky.
Did you hear the ghost in that?
I'm not really hearing you.
I think your mic's off.
Clever man. I turned off my mic. Hey.
There it is.
I learned.
I don't know if you recognize the horrible or the fading amp sound at the end of that was the same as the UFO.
Was it sampled for the UFO or was it the same
amp? It's just the same amp doing different slightly variant.
Did you have the, was that the bicarb?
Variations on a theme.
Slowly dying?
I think it's the bicarb
through the thing, yeah.
Through the chorus amp.
So weird.
That was yours, yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome. Amplifiers.
Uh-huh.
I am listening.
Did you want to give a shout out?
Yeah, we were just talking about
MTV Jam style.
Well, we were just talking about how our friend George and who played bass on these songs recorded all of it, and he did an awesome job, and they sound good.
They sound amazing.
The bus outside sounds good too. So maybe I'm not the most discerning here, but
no,
George,
you
is
are.
A great engineer.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think those songs sound amazing.
Yeah.
There's a lack of, like, a plastic feeling that we seem to always get when we enter, like, a real recording studio, which we've tried a couple times.
Paul just did finger quotes.
Through the kindness of others. We kind of botched it, but I don't know. It sounds raw and it sounds cool. Mm-hmm. And that's what I like. I like things that are raw and cool.
I think I agree with you guys. Raw and cool is cool.
And raw.
And raw.
Which is nice. Yeah, you get both.
Isn't that like an Eddie Murphy thing?
It is.
With that raw hat.
Delirious.
No, he's wearing all red in that, or black.
I think the better one is the red leather jumpsuit.
That's a loud, man. That's a loud. Let's not talk about Eddie Murphy too much.
All right, yeah.
But,
coming to America.
It's bad mojo.
The next song is what?
Manic Baby Love.
Me.
Me, okay.
Manic Baby Love Me.
Yeah. This is definitely the nod to the Buddy Holly rhythm that is omnipresent throughout a lot of rock music. The
like the galloping,
yeah,
kind of like
galloping like floor tom.
Yeah,
that's
which
the one.
We were just listening to some music on the way over here, and I totally forgot again the song Sheila. By
Tommy Rowe.
Tommy Rowe has the same beat, and the beat comes up a lot. So it's not something you feel too bad about using again. Because
no, there's appropriation, conscious or otherwise. It's all part of it. So,
but it's fun to take it and make it your own again. So, and then it's kind of got that. kind of tongue-in-cheek, Morrissey kind of, I am human and I need to be loved kind of theme to it.
The Morrissey syndrome.
And then maybe a little early Lemonheads, you know. I fucked up. I did the best I could, and then I fucked up. I'm on human.
I put Evan Dando in, like, the top five 90s babes. Yeah, top five.
A lot of 90s babes, though.
Top five. I know there is. Shoot. Who was the singer of Veruca Salt?
I think her name was Veruca.
Oh, no. No, Veruca Salt's from... is she from Charlie and the Chocolate Factory?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
That's the character from Charlie and the Chocolate
Factory. Yeah, I thought you were a Kate Bush man.
Yeah, Kate but Bush. She was like an 80s babe. I consider her an 80s babe.
Okay.
Thank you.
Gwen Stefani is always...
She's doing all right in, like, the Spiderwebs video.
Yeah.
That's kind of amazing, actually. That's an amazing period for them.
Yeah. Tragic Kingdom was my first tape.
That guitar player was pretty amazing.
Yeah. Don't know his name, though.
What happened to them? She became Madonna and then just disappeared after that. She was like, I'm Madonna. And then
yeah.
She's hanging out with that Bush guy.
Yeah. I did like Bush.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Maybe. Gavin Rosdale is... Yeah. Maybe Gavin, Gavin and Kate Bush are the same person.
Gavin doesn't even make the top 10 of 90s bands, okay. In my opinion.
Well, so this song is called... One more time.
Manic Baby Love Me.
This song is called Manic Baby Love Me. This is The Imperfections. And that is a very loud fire truck driving by. This is BFF.FM. It's late. You're listening to the radio. You might have the flu. You might decide to just stay home. But we're here to hang out with you. Here we go.
Chicken noodles.
Playing. Oh man, give me the title.
Medic Baby Love Me. Medic Baby Love Me.
Manic Baby Love Me?
Yeah, yeah, that's it.
Good enough for Jimmy. Good enough.
It's good enough for Jimmy. Good enough for everyone.
The next song that we're going to play is a song called No Worries. And I'm just going to let the lyrics speak for themselves here. But the music is definitely a mix of several straight ripoffs from popular 80s indie bands such as Sonic Youth and My Bloody Valentine, and I don't know, whatever else. See if you can guess which parts I've wholesale stolen.
And you can go ahead and call me and tell us at 415, you two out there. It's 415-439-9735, and we'd be happy to tell you secretly what bands this is actually ripping off.
It's called No Worries.
That was No Worries by The Imperfections on BFF.FM. It's late. It's getting there. It's not too late, though.
Nope.
And the Imperfections agree with me.
We're still awake.
Yep.
I wouldn't mind staying up till sunrise tomorrow.
It's pretty fun.
Getting like a breakfast burrito once I get myself up. Yeah, that sounds good. Speaking of breakfast burritos, Ted's got a couple pieces he recorded on his own that he would like to play for you now. What do you have to say about these ones?
Well, the next one here is probably my most favorite thing I've recorded on my own, and it's kind of my there's a song on the Trainspotting soundtrack. It's like it's a Brian Eno song. The name is escaping me. Something about Blue Day.
Yeah.
Something Blue Day.
Brian Eno, Blue Day.
Something like that. But mm-hmm. It's kind of going for the feel of that. It was a very pretty, meditative song. And I made it after a hectic long day at work. And it really calmed me down. So I hope it's got that feel into it.
Yeah, and then so we'll play a little of that, and then we'll move on to another home recorded. Well, I mean, everything's home recorded. Another one of your songs you recorded on your own and presented to us as a finished, wonderful product.
Sure.
Called Practicality. So, what's the first piece called?
It's called Prayer.
And remember, we're discussing art here, so the term piece is totally appropriate. These aren't tunes. These aren't tracks. These are pristine pieces.
We've reached the avant-garde here.
You're now listening to Prayer by Imperfections.
first days of the human race, man has probed to understand the power behind the power of lightning, behind birth and death. He has sensed in the existence of animate life a mystery and a force that eludes rational thinking. Primitive man and man of the age of science both have made discoveries and deductions about nature and have learned to employ the forces of nature to their advantage. But lurking in the background of man's day-to-day acceptance of nature, there is always the question of the original source of all natural wonders. Gods are called upon or praised in many ways. There is ritual, there is dancing, there is singing, there is drumming. Each one of these is a form of supplication.
That's Alan Lomax going. Yeah,
that's a lot of stuff. That's like Alan Lomax covering the residence.
That's an awesome concept.
That was something I made at Mills College, which I went there for one semester and took a leave of absence.
Never came back.
Well, I'm still on my leave of absence.
Oh, nice.
Still deciding
whether to go back.
Yeah.
For what?
Weird music.
Weird music degree. Yeah,
it's a weird music degree. It's a electronic music, the MFA program.
Awesome.
It's a cool program, but yeah, I was in weird headspace.
That's a good place to be, that weird space.
Yeah.
All right, you're listening to BFF.FM. I'm Santa Claus. It's late. I'm here with the Imperfections. Hopefully you're listening and you're enjoying it. I'm enjoying it, and I'm here, so you should too. We have Paul on acoustic guitar, we got Ted on electric guitar, and we got Hugh on the snare with a glove taped to it. This is...
Yes, that's a Hugh original.
A little disturbing.
But awesome.
Alright, so we're going to play some songs for you guys now that involve... human beings playing, not recordings of human beings, though, because this is being transferred to you through digital means, it's just, there's too many levels to consider here, so. This first song is called Bell Choir Girl. Y'all ready? One, two, one, two, three, four. Is it so fun? Sleep. kind of worked it out. Yeah. How's everybody's mix? Everybody hearing everything?
The acoustic guitar is a little low.
Am I screwing up?
But,
no. Play your guitar for a sec.
Okay, maybe we get this hotter. I don't know. I'm like scared to move it because I don't want it to fall apart. Okay. Okay, we're just gonna keep on moving. This next song is called Talk Action. Got any words about this one?
Nope.
Old Teddy Boy? No. Okay. Let's do it.
No.
Broke my toe last weekend.
No.
Okay. This next song is called The Smallest Door. Don't ask. 1, 2, 3, 4.
I close the smallest door inside.
Sounds good. Sounds raunchy. Sounds there.
Yeah, it sounds there.
Does that sound good? Does that sound good?
Is that song good? I don't know.
No, I like the song. I'm trying to tell whether...
Yeah,
I mean,
questions like that.
The acoustic guitar is sounding distorted, and I'm not
really?
Sure.
Should I just not have the sound hole as close?
Play real quick. Just, hey, audience, check this out. Sound check. All right, Paul, give me a sample.
Okay, so I'm planning on doing the next one similar to... Distort.
All right.
Is that cool?
That is awesome. Beautiful tunes. This is the Imperfections, and it's late.
All right, so this next song is called Moonling. It is a song that I wrote for my girlfriend.
Ooh.
His name is Kate. I don't
girlfriend.
Know if you're listening, but I'm thinking about you. And here's your song. It's called Moonling. This is the first time we played it. In a performance type of scenario, I think. Yeah? Well, I gotta get the lyrics, like, visible. That's gonna be a tough one. I don't know. I need a stool. I'm gonna grab... I need a stool. I need to see this. I just realized
okay,
that.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
Thanks, man.
Guys at home just missed an awesome maneuver. Yes. It was awesome.
He did it. It was pretty awesome. All right, so yeah, like I said, the song's called Moonling, We're the Imperfections. Here goes. 1, 2, 3, 4. humidity, so that's good.
That's true.
Yeah, that one's called Moonling.
All right.
Like a Earthling. But, you know.
From the moon?
Yeah.
No. No, that's not real.
You got it.
That's not real.
It's a real thing.
What? I like it.
There's a song about it.
It's official.
Yeah. Cool. The next one we're going to do is called Semantic Squirms. This is a Theodore number. And we're going to play it for you.
Way past your bedtime.